This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for a red hot summertime.
Yeah.
Red hot summertime. Warm out. Yeah. Earlier this last week, we had some hot, warm, humid.
Yeah, we had
muggy.
Heat advisory till 7. Ugh.
Not much fun. Tuesday was tough.
Yeah.
Tuesday was one of those days where you were out for a while, and then when you get home, you just feel the need to shower.
Yeah.
It just, you know, you were hot and sweaty, but mm-hmm. also it's been kind of dry out here mm-hmm. lately. A little dust. You know,
yeah.
kind of gets you, you know, it just sticks to the, mm-hmm. yeah. You know,
well, I think that day it wasn't even really that sunny. It was just so humid.
It was very humid. Oh. Yeah. Very, very humid. And I don't mind the heat. I just, the humidity is a little tough sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was out doing a ball game that night, I was broadcasting a softball game that night. So, you know, and I'm telling people, I don't mind the heat. So I'm sitting there broadcasting. I've got a towel with me and I'm constantly toweling the sweat off. And
mm-hmm.
people were giving me a hard time about, I thought you said you didn't mind the heat. Well, I don't, but you're also not wearing earmuffs.
Yeah.
I am. You know, I mean, bring your winter stocking cap with you and put it on. See how you like it.
Yeah.
You know? Those things are hot. So, yeah, anyway, no, the humidity was kind of stifling.
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn around Wednesday and it was really nice
out.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous.
And Tuesday was, or Thursday was really mm-hmm. nice out as well. You know, just all of a sudden getting some really nice weather there too. Could use a little extra rain.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fast it all dries out.
Yeah.
We learned that last year. You know, last year we had a nice, relatively wet. We were above normal precip through the end of June, and then in July it pretty well turned off. I hope that's not going to happen again this year.
I know, although I did like not having to mow all the time last year. That wasn't so bad, like going an entire month without mowing.
You just have to cut the weeds.
Yeah.
Because they still grow.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how dry it is. I swear in the Sahara Desert, if you see only one thing, it'll be a weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a thistle or something growing up high somewhere. Well, one of the things you're going to see lots of these days will be county fairs.
Yeah.
Wow, we're into the thick of the county fair season now.
We are.
And I didn't look at the numbers to see how many, but of course there are 100 county fairs across the state.
Mm-hmm.
There are 99 counties, and Pottawatomie County has two fairs.
Mm-hmm.
They have the Pottawatomie County Fair, and then they have West Fair. So there are 100 across the state. I bet at least a third of them are going on right now.
Oh, they'd have to be.
In this next, you know, within this time frame from between, you know, a couple of days before now and then a few days afterward,
yeah.
I bet at least a third of them are going on. I mean, it's so busy, such a busy time. Shelby County Fair actually is kind of winding down right now. They started earlier this past week, and they're kind of getting things wound down. We spent 3 afternoons up there visiting with youngsters about their activities and things in the fair. And if you're still interested in visiting and doing some stuff at the fair, there are still some things you can do, like, for example, this Sunday. The Antique Tractor Show, as part of the Shelby County Fair, continues on Sunday, so you can see some of that activity going on. Also Sunday, they'll have Mutton Bustin'.
Okay, what is that?
Little kids riding sheep.
Oh, no kidding.
Riding little lambs, yeah, a little mutton bustin'. It's kind of interesting to watch them. It's kind of fun. of course, they have rules. Children have to be relatively small, under 55 pounds. Have to sign a waiver, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But, you know, they hang on to sheep as long as they can, up to 6 seconds.
Huh.
You've seen the rodeo guys riding the bucking
yeah.
broncos. You know, you got to stay on for 8 seconds. Well, this is a lamb. And the kids have to stay on for a little bit. But it's always fun. This Sunday, July 14th, register at 11:30. It starts at noon in the horse arena at the Shelby County Fair. Always good for a laugh.
Yeah.
Always good for a laugh. And the kids, boy, they take that seriously.
Oh, I bet.
That's a big deal. Also this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Shelby County Fairgrounds, they'll have the Kids Pedal Tractor Pull. And they'll have trophies there, too, for first and second place. A chance to go on to state there, too, with everybody getting ribbons. So there you go. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's for kids ages 4 through 11. And then also the big entertainment will be the figure eight races at the Shelby County Fair Speedway. And that'll start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's this Sunday, July 14th. And then if you haven't gotten enough, well, it all culminates on Monday with the 4-H and FFA Livestock Auction. And that'll begin at 5 o'clock in the evening at the show arena at the Shelby County Fairgrounds. So they'll have all the sales going on of all the champions, the reserve champions, all the award-winning animals that were brought to the fair and released for sale. So again, Monday, July 15th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon is when they'll have that start. Always an important time for the kids.
Yeah.
That's when they get to see the fruits of their labor. But we have more fairs. That's not the end. We've got, in fact, we'll have some busy days coming up this next week. We'll be live on the air. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday
mm-hmm.
from the Adair, Montgomery, and Pottawatomie County Fairs.
Jeez, busy, busy.
Yeah, we're going to be bouncing from place to place. So, yeah, the Adair County Fair in Greenfield getting underway. This coming Wednesday is free admission day. I'll have a barbecue supper there. Little Miss Adair and Little Miss Adair County and Adair County Fair Queen will go on. They'll have a comedy contest as well and fireworks at dark. Thursday, July 18th, they're going to have the swine show. There'll be senior citizen events going on, the poultry show. And then at 7 o'clock, it's the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull. Big deal. They're going to have a lot of fun with that. So get your tickets for that early because that'll be a good seller. Also, Friday, July 19th, the 4-H and FFA Horse Show, Sheep Show, the Quilt Show, the Meat Goat Show. Maggie the Balloon Lady will be around. They'll have the Ag Olympics. And then the Supercross ATV races at 6:30. There in front of the grandstand. Saturday, July 20th is Kids Day. They'll have the Rabbit Show, the Junior Feeder Calf Pen and Cow Calf Pen and Breeder Heifer Show. The Greenfield Tractor Ride will be going on. There'll be a horse show. The Balloon Lady will be there again. The Baby Show will be part of that. Also, they'll have the Cat Show. They'll have helicopter rides, a pedal pull. There'll be the Junior and Senior Cowgirl Queen Contest and the Central Iowa Dancing Hooves Equestrian Drill Team will be there. Blank Park Zoo Animal Demonstration. Lots of things going on. There'll be a teen musical duo there. A demolition derby, which is always a good draw. Mm-hmm. People like to see cars smash up.
Crash, yeah.
Yeah, and a teen dance that night. And Sunday, July 21st is Kids Day as well. At the Dog Show, a Ranch Horse Rodeo. There'll be kids activities. The Bucket Bottle Calf Show. The Antique Tractor and Lawn Tractor Show. There'll be an auction, a pigtail contest. And then the Bill Riley Talent Show leading up to the Wright Rodeo Company at 6:30 that evening. So lots of stuff. Gate admission at the Adair County Fair in Greenfield is $6 for kids 5 to 10, it's $3. Preschoolers are free, and they also have wristbands that get you in for 4 days for $22. And then grandstand events are also included in the admission price. So lots of things going on there at the Adair County Fair. We'll be telling you more about that. Montgomery County Fair also getting started here this next week, as they have activities getting underway really in full swing on Tuesday, the 16th. They'll have all kinds of things happening leading up to later on activities too. They have activities at the fairgrounds auditorium there. And Wednesday the 17th, they really kind of get going with a lot of the things that'll be happening. They'll have all kinds of different show judgings going on during the course of the day. They'll have bingo in the evening also at the indoor auditorium. And then on Thursday the 18th, they'll have a lot of things happening throughout the day. A lot of different judging activities and stuff leading up in the evening to the ATV Horseshoe Drag Race. And then bingo as well later on in the evening. On Friday, they'll also have lots of things happening leading up to a bull ride in the Grandstand Arena at 7:30. And the armbands will be available for the carnival rides as well. Saturday, lots of things going on as well leading up to the demolition derby that they'll hold in the evening. And then also on Sunday, July 21st, they'll be doing a lot of things throughout the day leading up to the evening where they'll have the livestock auction, the teen dance, which will kind of round things out. So a lot of activities coming up later this week at the Montgomery County Fair. And if you just can't get enough, the Pottawatomie County Fair going on over in Avoca will include a lot of stuff as well. Thursday, July 18th, they'll have family night at the fair where they'll have the prince and princess, the junior queen, the queen, the contests all going on. Friday, they'll have the swine show, a sheep and goat show. They'll have figure eight races and a demolition derby that evening as well. Saturday, July 20th, lots of things going on. The beef show will be going on as well. There'll be also the live band crossover in the cattle show ring later on that evening. Sunday, July 21st, they'll have the poultry and dog and cat shows. And then also they'll be leading up to an evening 4-H alumni potluck picnic featuring a pie baking contest. And then also the Monday, July 22nd, they'll have their sale. So they'll be moving things along there too. So lots of things going on at the Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca as well. So boy, if you can't get enough of county fairs, you don't have to go very far to find lots. And then after that, the following week, we're going to jump into like the Cass and Audubon County fairs. And whew.
Yeah, it just doesn't stop.
It's a lot of food is what it is. It's an awful lot of food. Okay, with all that said, that's just scratching the surface.
Yes, it really is.
Of the events going on. You got a whole stack of things over there.
I do. The Grand Park Opry, they're going to host the Rock and Country and special guests for an evening of music on the banks of the Nottoway River. Admission to the Grand Park Opry is $6, and that supports and helps maintain and improve the Opry stage. That's on Sunday, July 14th. And they also have some future events coming up, August 11th, September 15th, and October 13th. They'll also have a concession stand. They're serving Polish sausages, hot dogs, chips, beverages, and floats, and other desserts. Attendees should bring your own lawn chairs, and there'll be a porta potty on site. So that's the Grant Park Opry, Rockin' Country, and special guests on July 14th. The Danish gymnastics team, the Ringsted Boys from Denmark, will perform in Elkhorn at the high school on July 14th at 7 p.m. The Danish Immigrant Museum and Danish Windmill are co-sponsoring this free will donation performance. That's the Danish gymnastics team performing in Elkhorn at the high school on July 14th at 7. There's also a garden tractor poll be held on July 14th. It's sponsored by the Exire Lions. Pollers register from 10:30 to 11:30, and the polls start at noon, and that's free admission. And they're also going to have a concession stand available, too. Also, the First Baptist Church in Cumberland, their free vacation Bible school called Investigation Destination, that's going to be held July 14th through the 18th, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30. Families are welcome to join on the final evening for a free picnic. It's the First Baptist Church in Cumberland, their free vacation Bible school July 14th through 18th, and that is from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Also for the kids coming up, a Trojans basketball camp. That's July 15th through 18th at the Atlantic High School gym from 1 to 3. It's for all boys entering grades 5th through 8th grade. It's $40 per athlete, and you can make those checks available to Alan Jenkins, or you can give him a call if you have any questions at 249-1339. Over in Red Oak is a Red Cross blood drive. That's on July 15th from 11:30 to 5:30, and that's at the YMCA. Then on July 16th in Elkhorn is the blood drive. That one is from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall. For an appointment, you can call Ann White at 764-5888, and walk-ins are welcome. Wyota Methodist Church's Ice Cream Social, that's on July 17th from 4:30 to 7. They'll also be serving beef burgers, pie, cake, and drinks, along with homemade ice cream. So Wyota Methodist Church Ice Cream Social on July 17th from 4:30 to 7. Coming up is the next Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's third Thursday Summer Concert Series. This one is on July 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. Performing is Broadway, handbells, and musicals. There'll be produce in the park with prepared foods, local produce, kids' activities, baked goods, artwork, crafts, and flowers. The rain location is at the Elks Lodge. If you'd like more information on that, you can visit AtlanticIowa.com. It's the third Thursday Summer Concert Series on July 28th from 6 to 8 at the Atlantic City Park.
July 18th, isn't it?
Typo. Yes. Thank you. July, okay. July 18th.
I'll have to fix that. I was just amazed that we're already to the third Thursday in July already. But then when you said the 28th, I thought, wait a second.
28th isn't even a Thursday, so that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's the fourth Sunday.
July 18th, third Thursday. Yeah. Okay. Elkhorn and Kimbleton Citywide Garage Sales. They're on Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. You can get your map available at the Danish Windmill and the Elkhorn Country Store. You can also contact Debbie McLean at 249-7257 if you have any questions. Again, that's the Elkhorn and Kimbleton Citywide Garage Sales. And that's Friday, July 20th and Saturday. Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. Jeez, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Struggling with the calendar today.
I am. Okay. There's a 5th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run coming up. That's on July 20th at noon. You'll meet in the Atlantic City Park, and it's $20 per bike or vehicle. And proceeds from that goes to the West Central Development Community Action. It's to help boost low-resource families and individuals. It's 100 miles, and you'll have dinner at Larson's in Elkhorn. Some other stops include Irwin, Manning, Audubon, and Exira, and it's sponsored by the Windbags. If you have any questions on that, you can give them a call at 243-6350. It's the 5th Annual Women's Motorcycle Run on July 20th at noon, and you'll meet at the Atlantic City Park. The Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding a free movie in the park. It's at the Hitchcock Recreation Area in Lewis. It's on July 20th at 9 p.m. You can come out for a great movie, John Brown's Holy War, and learn about this historical figure's involvement in the Civil War movement. Cass County Conservation and the Lewis Public Library partner to bring you movies in the park. They just ask you bring your own lawn chair, blankets, and make sure you dress for the weather. And in case it does rain, the movie will be shown inside the barn. It's the Cass County Conservation Board's free movie in the park at the Hitchcock Recreation Area, and that's on July 20th at 9 p.m. There.
Phew.
Yes.
All right. Well, you know what? It's time to take a break.
Okay. Sounds good. can get a breather.
Yeah, and I can teach you how that calendar works there, too. Yeah. Remember when we took, did you do map reading when you were in school?
Yeah, there was a brief overlay of that. I might have been sick. Who knows?
When you were small, you know, I think we were like third or fourth grade. Yeah. They just taught us the essentials on how to read a map.
Mm-hmm. Learning all the key. Of course, and,
I guess now you don't need them, but yeah. We never got learned how to read a calendar.
Yeah.
All right, enough. Move on, huh? Leave me
alone. Yes, moving on.
All right, we'll take a short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back with more. We're not even done with all the events and activities yet. I've got some stuff over here, too, to share with you yet. Some things coming up here relatively soon. They're going to have a Christmas in July event over at Lake Anita coming up later this next week. It'll be on July 19th and 20th. The Friends of Lake Anita will be doing that over at Lake Anita State Park. They're inviting all campers in the area to help them celebrate Christmas in July. And what they'll be doing is the campground will be decorated up with all kinds of Christmas-type decorations, and they're inviting campers to participate by decorating their campsites as well. And then they'll judge the participants on Saturday night, and awards go to the top three participants. And Santa will be in the house, or at the lake, one or the other. Santa will be visiting. He'll come riding into the campground on his Harley. Bet you didn't know that Santa rode a Harley in the off-season. He has an off-season,
too.
It's nice
that you don't have to ride that sled.
Saturday afternoon. Yeah, well, the reindeer don't do well in this kind of heat and humidity. So check out all the stuff and have fun. And they'll have a featured Christmas movie starting at dusk that evening as well. So that's coming up again, July 19th and 20th, all those activities going on. So things happening there. Also, speaking of Anita, another event over in Anita, there was a flag retirement ceremony that was supposed to happen on June 14th on Flag Day, but that was postponed due to circumstances they could not control, so they rescheduled it for Monday, July 29th, and that'll be at 6:30 p.m. at Keystone Park in South Anita. The U.S. flag, of course, is the symbol of our nation, and when it becomes worn or faded, it's not supposed to be flown anymore. And you also don't throw it away. It's supposed to be disposed of properly. You know, it should never touch the ground, and it's to be retired with honor and burned in the appropriate way. So if you have any old, tattered, or faded flags, flags that really shouldn't be flying anymore, bring them to the ceremony or give them to any Legion member in Anita. You can also leave them at the Anita Municipal Utilities at City Hall or at the Anita Tribune office. Messina residents also can leave their flags at the Messina Public Library or the City Hall. And Cumberland residents can leave theirs at the Cumberland Public Library or the City Hall. So if you need want to do that, then and you can attend the service as well. It's on Monday, July 29th, 6:30 p.m. at the Keystone Park. So stop on by and enjoy that service. Maybe take it in. Maybe you've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Also, a few blood drives coming up here not too far down the road. Saturday, July 27th, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. will be a blood drive at the American Legion Hall in Avoca. And then there'll be another one coming up on July 29th. That'll be from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. So to donate blood at either of those, you can make an appointment or stop on by. They'd love to have you. Also, I think you already mentioned the Atlantic blood drive coming up here next week. That's coming up on the 18th of this next month of July. So get yourself signed up for that, too. Also, what else do we have here? Oh, it's Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days, the 58th annual Adair celebration coming up July 19th and 20th. Just when you thought you had enough to eat, here comes another.
Here comes more.
In fact, the Adair Lions Snack Shack will be open at the Adair City Park on Saturday, July 20th from noon to 4, with hot sandwiches, cold drinks, popcorn, and snow cones. Snow cone actually kind of sounds good.
Oh, that always sounds good.
Also, the Lions Club will be serving pancake breakfast on Saturday, July 20th. So they got you covered early and late. That'll be from 7 to 9:30 a.m. at City Hall. Saturday activities, there are lots of them. They have a fun run and walk. There'll be sidewalk sales. The parade featuring Let Your Colors Fly will be the theme for the parade, 10:30 on Saturday. Also, there'll be a barbecue by Adair Fire and Rescue, a food stand by the Methodist Church. A junior class will have concessions open. There'll be a sand volleyball tournament, a car show and shine, lots of kids' activities, a poker run, old-fashioned bingo, fire truck rides, and then the Adair Fire Department and Adair Chamber Street Dance will have the opening band Rockwood starting at 6:45, and then also the main act will be Damon Dotson with his full band starting at 8:30. So that'll be out on Main Street. So lots of good stuff going on there. And that's the Saturday schedule. That's the second day.
Yeah.
They have a first day, too. On Friday, they have sidewalk sales, a junior class bake sale. There'll be an ice cream social by the Presbyterian Church, a Dare Fire and Rescue barbecue again. There'll be water fights, kids games, Chamber Kids Parade at 6 o'clock Friday evening. Lots of family entertainment, including the Chamber Baby Crawl. Always a fun thing to watch. The Chamber's Little Miss Jesse James and Little Mr. Gunslinger event, a variety show. The Gustafsons will be entertaining. And then there'll be a bags tournament that night as well. So lots of stuff going on over at the Jesse James Chuck Wagon Days, their 58th annual Adair celebration, the 19th and 20th. So enjoy all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how much time do we have? Because I've got more.
I know. There's so much stuff. It's hard to get it all in.
I've got more. The St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth is having its parish picnic Saturday and Sunday. Now, this is July 27th and 28th. Hit some of the highlights for you. We'll get some details later for you. But on Saturday, July 27th, all the stands will open up after 4 p.m. Mass. But they'll have a pitch tournament, a sand volleyball tournament, a beanbag toss tournament. There's a garden tractor pull, and then a free dance later on in the evening. Both nights, they'll be having a Dauber Bingo and Roly Poly the Clown also will be there. Sunday, July 28th, there'll be hamburger and beer stands and inflatables. There'll be the Iowa Western League Championship game, a chicken dinner that will go on in the evening. There'll be a miscellaneous auction, raffle and quilt drawings, all kinds of things, and a lot more actually than that. But we'll tell you more details next weekend when we get a little bit closer. So, yeah, keep that on the schedule, too. And don't forget to get signed up for the 5th Annual Bomber Football Golf Tournament. That's the Adair Casey fundraising event at the 5x80 Golf Club. That'll be Saturday, August 3rd with a 9 a.m. tee-off, 8:15 registration. You can contact Wade Anderson, the head football coach at Adair Casey, if you'd like to know more. It's $150 per team, and a meal will be provided. And there'll be a silent auction there, too, featuring all kinds of good stuff. So check that out as well. Lots of things coming up not too far in the future here. Whee. All right. With all that said, now, you got
time for some birthdays.
Sure.
All right. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Odella Roof, celebrating her 86th birthday, and they're going to have a card shower in her honor. Her birthday's on Sunday, July 14th, and you can send her a birthday card to the new Homestead Assisted Living, Apartment 9, 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center. That's 50115. Again, happy birthday to Odella Roof, celebrating her 86th birthday on Sunday, July 14th. You can send her a card to the new Homestead Assisted Living, apartment number 9, 2306 State Street in Guthrie Center, 50115. We'd also like to wish happy 80th birthday to Patricia Esbeck, celebrating her birthday also on July 14th. They're having a card shower in her honor. Send those to 1601 Redwood Drive, apartment D2 in Atlantic, 50022. Again, happy birthday to Patricia Esbeck, celebrating her 80th birthday on July 14th. You can send her card to 1601 Redwood Drive, apartment D2 in Atlantic, 50022. We also had a baby girl born, Aviana Mija, to Amber and Ryan DeYoung of Fridley, Minnesota. Grandparents are Mark and Jody Stevenson of West Des Moines, and great-grandparents are Hal and Judy Stevenson of Atlantic, and Howard and the late Carol Anderson of Atlantic. Aviana was born on July 9th, so congratulations to them there.
Wow.
Yes.
A baby to tell folks about on this program. How nice.
Yes.
We haven't done that in a while.
No. Two more months and you will.
That's true. How's yours coming along?
It's coming along pretty good. I'm actually, I don't know if we've said that, I'm getting induced a week earlier now than my due date because she's measuring ahead. So September 9th, new due date. Oh boy. We'll see how big she actually is.
So the baking process is moving along a little quicker than we
moving
thought.
Moving along very well, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, so we're going to be without Stacy for a little while then, too. So, but I'm sure that instead of trying to deal with all the rowdiness around here, you'll have plenty of rowdiness to deal with at home.
Yes, I think Wyatt will keep my hands full, let alone the new baby. So,
Will he be much help? Wyatt will be what? About a little over a year and a half at this point.
Yeah, he's 18 months now.
So. Yeah, he'll be getting on 2 years. He'll be
he's pretty good if you
shy.
Ask him to do certain things that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he wants a popsicle, he definitely knows what that is. Goes right to the freezer for it. And...
Has he started getting jealous yet that he won't be the only one getting the attention?
No. I don't think he understands it yet. Doesn't he knows baby, pats it, gives her a kiss, and hugs my belly, but doesn't quite actually get it because then he'll later be stomping on it or, walking across my stomach and stuff. So, yeah, he doesn't quite fully understand.
Doesn't quite get it.
No.
I don't know. I don't have children, so I missed out on all that fun stuff, like staying awake all night because they keep crying.
The 4 o'clock feedings and,
Yeah, that's just the start.
It's good stuff.
It just gets you primed, though, for the good stuff that comes later. You know, like the, Dad, I need $50. Mom, I need
for what?
$300 for
exactly.
What? Pair of tennis shoes.
I don't think so. Get a job. No.
Yeah. It's easy to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, it just kind of gets you primed for all the stuff that comes along down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But, you've got the first one out of the way yet, but. Now you know what to expect.
I know, yeah. It's a little, yeah.
Will the second one be easier?
I hope so.
Or tougher, because you have two of them to handle.
I know. It'll be a handful, I think.
I suppose
it'll be a challenge.
Two schools of thought, because, you've been through it once, so now you kind of know what to expect.
Right.
But also, you're going to have a second one still that's going
to
be
the first
meaty.
One I could give all my attention to, so now I got to work on being able to split it evenly
The first one doesn't get any less needy just because there's a younger one there.
No.
Doesn't work.
Probably more so.
Yeah, probably a lot more so, maybe. We'll see. Will Dad help more?
He's a good helper.
He's a good helper anyway.
He's a good helper.
Good. All right. Well, that helps. That helps a lot.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have just a few minutes left. I wanted to throw a couple of things in here, too. We started out talking about heat and humidity and all that kind of stuff. And, it's not only tough on us, it's tough on everything else, too, like appliances and what have you. But some simple things you can do, and I talked about this earlier this past week, but if you want to reduce some of the energy bills that you're going to get stuck with, because, a lot of folks think, when they think about energy costs, they think about the winter. Oh, it costs so much to heat the house, Well, actually, you use quite a bit of your energy bill during the course of the year. Your budget goes out the window now, this time of the year, too, while you're trying to keep your home comfortable. Some easy things that you can do. Block out the direct sunlight. Close the shades and drapes. You don't want to live in a cave, but, while you're gone during the day, why not block out the sunshine and stuff? Use sunscreens over windows or patios, things like that during the day. Keep that extra heat source away. Also, have your air conditioning, whether it's a central unit or a window unit, serviced regularly and clean or replace the filters often. Keep air registers clean and clear of furniture, other obstructions, and keep the outside air conditioning coils clean as well. All those little things that you can do can make them run more efficiently and save you some money. Use fans to increase the air circulation, but only use the fans when the room is occupied. There's no sense blowing air around in a room that nobody's sitting in. The programmable thermostats, you can automatically set the temperature to go up a couple of degrees while you're gone during the day or overnight while you're sleeping, and then cool it down while you're going to be there using the home too. Can help kind of break things up. Also, you can use, maybe consider looking at shade trees, perhaps on the south and west sides of the homes and buildings and stuff. It may not provide immediate relief, but in the long term, it does help. And, heat-producing appliances like ovens, stoves, dishwashers, clothes dryers, washers, things like that. It's not so much that they're generating heat in the house, but when it's, the peak times, the peak demand times, they have to work a little bit harder when it's hot and stuff, too. So, it's costing you a little bit more. Maybe use them when you can during some of those off-peak times and things. And maybe you want to consider a couple of other things, too, that would be long-term expenses, but like adding insulation. You think about it in the wintertime to keep yourself warm, like a blanket, but it also keeps the warm out in the summer and keeps the cool in. It could save you in the long run. And also energy-efficient windows, especially if you're in an older home that might have older single-pane windows, things like that. You might want to consider... looking at something that's maybe doubled or triple pane, something that might be more efficient. I know it's a cost up front, but it can save you lots over a long period of time. So maybe take a look at those kinds of things. And enjoy your summer.
Yeah.
That's about all the time we have for you here this week. Thanks for joining us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.